Coming up on Upper Skagit Talks is an interview with a lot of the young authors who have written their books for the Young Authors event. This was graciously allowed by Mia Rusin, one of the teachers of the young authors, and she is the one who stays after school with them once a week for them to accomplish their finished book. They've each individually given us their name and the title of their book, and just a little bit of a teaser. The finished books will be presented to the Upper Skagit Library on Saturday, March 31st. At 3:30 in the afternoon. I hope everybody turns out. I hope you listen in to these young, enthusiastic authors-to-be. It was really enjoyable for me. And if you want to hear it again, or you are not able to listen to the radio at the time it plays, you can go to KSVU Facebook page and find a link there or a place there where you may play this interview with all of these children. So please stay tuned and enjoy. And thank you for listening. I am with the young authors, and today I am going to interview
Carmen Morgan Lee Thompson. And the title of my book is My Life That Tells a Shocking But Fun Story. And it's really fun, and it's like about my whole life, and it's surprising and kind of sad, but I think it'll be kind of fun to do this because it's my first year.
So this is like an autobiography?
Yeah, this is my real book that I made.
Did you have fun writing it and publishing it?
Yes.
And it's going to have a hardcover and put in the library?
Yes.
Did you draw the pictures or did you get them from the computer?
Well, I didn't get them from either of those things, but I got them from my grandma and grandpa's house because they take lots of pictures and they had a lot of pictures of me.
So because it's an autobiography, the pictures are more of you than of anything else?
Yes.
Are you anxious for everybody to come to the library during the Young Authors event and read your book?
Yes.
Can they check it out and take it home to read?
Yes.
Thank you very much, Carmen.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now I'm talking to...
My name is Ashton Martin, and the name of my book is The Quest of Dale Long.
Dale Long.
I used some Google Translate for these names. I translated them from English to Chinese. Simplified.
Oh, wonderful. Do you speak Chinese?
No, unfortunately. But I'd actually like to learn it one day. So the story takes place first in Hong Kong, China, where a boy named Dale, where his name actually translates to blade. Long translates to dragon, so his name is Blade Dragon.
Is this about his life story?
Well, It doesn't, like, go through all of his years, but it starts out when he's 13. He lives with his father, who pretty much just never gets off the sofa. All he does is eat, sleep, and talk to himself.
And then if they want to know more, they have to come read it?
Of course. Well, after all this, something happens to his father. You'll have to find that out. Uh-huh. And afterward, he's raised by monks, trained by two masters, and is eventually chosen by pretty much a god to save another unknown realm.
Does your book have pictures?
No, but there's one here on the cover.
All right. Is this your first book?
No, this is actually my fourth year here at Young Authors.
Oh, my. So you have four books to your credit now? This will be your fourth?
Well, only one has been shown to the public, which is... over there, it's known as Space Battle, but that I based off mostly on the first episode of Star Wars. I tried to put it into a little more of a kid-friendly manner.
Yes.
So.
Now, is that book at the library to be checked out?
I don't know, but maybe they might have found a copy of it and put it there.
Okay, well, I hope to see you at Young Authors and then find out maybe the ending of your story.
Thank you.
Thank you. Elliot, what is the name of your book?
The name of my book is The Dragons of Kron. It's sort of a
graphic novel type book about a society of conquestors called the Warriors that are currently trying to take over a world filled with magical creatures that are constantly battling against them.
So you created all of these characters, these other creatures also?
Yes.
So if somebody wants to know what kind of creatures they are or what they look like, can they find out by checking out your book?
I didn't describe all the creatures, but a few of them, yes.
And are you doing the drawings yourself, or are you getting it off the computer?
I am doing the drawings myself.
I see that you're coloring. Is this the cover of your book right now?
Yes.
Well, it's going to be gorgeous to look at. Is this your first book?
Yes.
Did you learn anything in writing the book other than being able to tell a story?
Well, I did learn one thing, is that writing a book can be harder than it looks, especially if it's your first time, but I discovered as you near the end of the book, it gets much easier.
Well, I'm glad, and I'm looking forward to seeing the finished product at the Young Authors event at the library. Thank you very much.
Bye.
And this is?
Hunter.
Hi, Hunter. What is your book title?
Wolf Island.
Wolf Island. Is this your first book, or were you at the library last year?
Last year.
So this is your second book now?
Mm-hmm.
And can you give us just a little bit of information about the story?
This guy named Kai gets swept by a tsunami onto a wolf island and has to survive there.
So, if they want to know how he survived and all of the adventures that he had, they'll have to come check out the book?
Yes.
Okay, Hunter, I will see you at the Young Authors event at the library, right?
Yeah.
Thank you. Amelia, right?
Yeah.
Amelia, do you have a title?
Yeah. Rosetta's Journey.
Rosetta's Journey.
Yeah.
So Rosetta is a character in your book?
Yes.
And do you want to tell us just a little tiny bit about her journey?
Okay. Rosetta's a cat.
Oh.
Well, she was a human, but then she found this rock, and when she picked it up, she turned into a cat. And then she met this dog named Luna, and then this person adopted Rosetta.
And if they want to know how that adoption went, they will have to come check out the book and read it themselves?
Yes.
All right. Well, I can't wait, Amelia. Thank you.
Bye.
And this is Haley?
Yes.
Hi, Haley. What is the name of your book?
Unikitty's Diary.
Unikitty's Diary. And is Unikitty meaning one cat, or is that her name?
It's a half cat, half unicorn, actually.
Oh, that's why it's Unikitty. Yeah. Well, that makes sense now.
Unikitty is a...
It's a fictional character.
Yeah, it is. It's a fictional character.
And do you talk about all of the journey and our adventures that the Unikitty goes through?
Well, yeah, it's about where Unikitty is, she's trying to find her mom and she hasn't seen her for 3 weeks.
Okay, so if we want to find out if she finds her mom and how it went, we have to come check out the book, don't we?
Yes.
Do you have pictures?
Yes.
Are your pictures something that you drew, or did you get them off the computer?
Off the computer.
Oh, wow. Oh, this is going to be exciting. So you will just have to come and check out this book and have fun reading it. Thank you, Haley.
Bye.
Hi, Ashlyn. You had a book last year, didn't you?
Yes.
And your book last year, wasn't it about cats or a kitten?
Yeah, it's about cats.
And so what's this one about?
Well, there's a lot of bullying going on in my school, so I decided to write something about bullying.
Bullying.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have characters that have been bullied or are being bullied?
I have characters that are being bullied because, like, a lot of people are bullying in the school, and I don't think it's right.
Well, so if we want to find out who is bullied and who is doing the bullying, we have to check out your book?
Yeah.
Do you have pictures in your book?
Drawn pictures, yes.
Are they drawings of the people in the characters in the book?
Yeah.
Okay, so you invented them. You didn't, like, take a picture of somebody?
No.
All right. Well, thank you, Ashlyn. I'm looking forward to checking out your book.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, and who are you?
Riley.
Hi, Riley. What is the name of your book?
Vacation.
Vacation. And is this vacation something that you took or a character that you made up?
Just a character that I made up.
And does that character have a name?
Yes.
What is it?
Cole.
Cole. So if we want to find out what adventures Cole took on his trip, then we have to check out the book and read it?
Yes.
Is there anything really exciting that you want to say, ooh, you can't miss this part of the book?
There is, but I'm not going to tell you.
We will just have to check out the book. And thank you very much.
Yep.
Do you have drawings in your book?
I'm working on them.
And are they characters that you have invented or are they pictures?
They're just characters that I invented.
Okay. All right. So we'll be looking forward to meeting you, Riley, right? At the Young Authors event at the library. Thank you.
Yep.
And your name is?
Prudence.
Prudence. What a pretty name that is. You know, it's an unusual name. You don't hear it very often. What is the title of your book, Prudence?
A Lot of Weird Things Can Happen in Life.
Oh, boy. Is it 1,000 pages?
No.
I think that you could make it 1,000 pages. So can you give us just a little hint of what it's about?
Well, it's kind of about this group of friends that are going through a lot of fights, but they're still, like, it's about kind of, like, drama. Like, they'll go on a vacation, and then they'll be arguing about where to go, so they'll split up, and then they'll lose each other, and they meet new people in the book.
All right. So are the drawings in your book?
No.
No drawings, just all words?
Just the cover, yeah.
Okay, but do you describe the characters so that I can get a vision in my head of this girl who has red hair or this boy that has brown hair?
Yes, I do.
All right, well, I can't wait to check it out. And you are going to have a picture for the cover, though.
Yep.
Are you already done with your book or just about done?
I am totally done except for the cover.
I will see you at the March 31st at the library.
Okay.
Thank you, Prudence.
You're welcome.
What is your name?
Jaden Hall.
Hello, Jaden Hall. And what is the title of your book?
The Watcher.
The Watcher. Is this a person?
Yes.
And that is the main character in the book, or is that the only character in the book?
It's kind of one of the characters that makes the book able to happen.
Do you have any kind of a hint that you can give us of what the storyline is?
It's about the man, or the watcher, is doing mysterious things to a little boy named Charlie.
Mysterious things. So if I want to know what these mysterious things are, I have to check it out and read it?
Yes.
Is this your first book?
Yes.
And have you enjoyed it?
Yes.
Would you do it again?
Yes.
So you've really enjoyed this experience.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Well, I look forward to seeing your book in its final pages when we get at the library on March 31st. Thank you.
Thank you.
So who am I talking to?
Kayleanne.
Kayleanne. So, Kayleanne, what is the name of your book?
About unicorns. My cousin, she actually inspired me to do it because she loves unicorns.
Okay.
And her whole room's decorated with unicorns.
How many unicorn pictures do you have in your book?
A lot.
Do you color them yourself before you print them, or are they already colored from the computer?
They're already colored from the computer.
And you don't change that?
No.
Are you anxious to have your day over at the library?
Not that much, because I have made a book before, and I had to read it in my whole class.
You read the whole book in the classroom?
Well, that was when I was in second grade, too.
Okay, so it wasn't very long.
Well, it was, I'll say 6 chapters.
Did you have to read it, or did the teacher?
I had to read it.
Was it easy for you to do?
No.
Were you nervous?
Yes, I was nervous because I was only writing, I wasn't typing, and this time I'm typing.
Are you a good typist?
Yes.
All right. Well, we need typists every now and then at the radio.
Okay.
So you want to volunteer sometime when you get beer?
Yeah.
All right.
Unicorns and Music, Chapter 3, Unicorns and People, Chapter 4, What Do Unicorns Eat? Chapter 5, What Unicorns Drink?
And is this a real fact, what they drink, or is it something you invented?
Well, it's something that I invented, actually.
Okay, that's all right. That's the license you have to write your own book. You can write whatever you want to write.
Yeah, this first chapter is not real. I just made this up, so...
So you want to read the first chapter just to give us a teaser of what the rest of the book sounds like?
Yeah.
Okay, go
so,
ahead.
So, chapter 1, Are Unicorns Magical? First, they are magical. You can make anything come true. Well, they can make anything come true. For example, my mom broke her new antique dish in her car. She was so sad. I thought about unicorns and wished one would help us. We got home and my stepdad came home with the same plate. Tell me that's not magical.
That does sound magical. And is this the sort of like the storyline that goes on?
Yeah.
Well, I can't wait to find out all the little adventures that and all of the tricks that the unicorn comes up with.
Yeah.
To make people's life happier, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you, Kellyanne.
You're welcome.
May I interrupt you?
Yeah.
And what is your name?
Callie.
Kelly, and what is the title of your book?
Rosetta's Fairy Tale.
Rosetta's Fairy Tale. And is Rosetta a person?
Yes.
And are there other people in the story?
Yes.
And do you are you keeping it all a secret so I'll check it out?
Yes.
Do you have pictures in the book, Kelly?
Yes.
Did you draw the pictures or get them off the internet?
Internet.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing Rosetta's Fairy Tale at the library on March 31st. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Your name, please?
Nevin.
Nevin, what is the title of your story?
Minecraft.
Minecraft? Is it an adventure?
Yes.
Is it like an outer space story?
No.
It's on Earth?
Mm-hmm.
Is there a main character?
Not really, because there's only a few characters.
Is this the first book you've ever written?
No.
Okay, are you having fun doing this one?
Mm-hmm.
Are there a lot of adventures in the story?
No, just one really big one.
Just one very big one. And if people want to read about it, they have to come check it out at the library, don't they?
Yep.
Well, thank you very much, and I look forward to seeing you and your published book.
Thank you.
You're welcome. May I interrupt you? What is your name, please?
Maya.
Maya, what is the name of your story?
A Dream.
A Dream. Is it something that you dreamt?
No.
Something that you invented?
Mm-hmm.
Is there a main character in your story?
Yes.
Is it a boy or a girl?
A girl.
And do you want to tell us anything at all, or do you want us to have to come check out the book to find out what the dream is all about?
Check out the book.
You want us to come check out the book. Are you anxious to have your story published?
Kinda.
I'm glad. Okay, and so on March 31st, you're going to be at the library with your new book, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then we can check it out and find out what that dream is all about.
Yep.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
It's Amelia?
Yes.
All right, Amelia, what is the title of your story?
Lancey the Humanish Cat.
Humanish Cat? It's like a human cat?
Yeah.
Okay, does it change form?
Yes.
Oh, really? And did you draw pictures to show us how?
Not yet.
But you're going to?
Probably not.
Okay. Well, is there any adventure in there that you want to tease us about?
Lancy gets lost in the forest and she has to find her way out.
All right. So if I want to find out how she worked all that out to get out of the forest, I have to check it out?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, thank you very much, and I look forward to seeing you at the library.
See you then.
Is this Lindsay?
Yeah.
Hi, Lindsay. Is your character a cowboy? Because you got a cowboy hat on.
No.
A cowgirl?
It's kind of like a wolf.
A wolf?
It's about a story about a boy who finds all these animals that can actually talk to them.
Oh, neat. Oh, so do they have different voices if they're a different animal?
Yeah.
And do you have sentences about what they talk about in the book?
Yeah.
And if I want to know what they talk about, I have to check out the book and read it?
Yeah.
Okay, Lindsay, did you have a lot of pictures in your book?
Yeah.
Did you draw them or get them off the internet?
I got them off the internet.
Okay, but they're going to be in color?
Sure.
I look forward to seeing you at the library during the Young Authors event. Thank you.
Bye.
What is your name?
Lily.
Lily. What is the title of your book?
The Lost Wand.
The Lost Wand?
Yeah.
Is it a magical wand?
Yes.
And does the magical wand do special things that you're not going to tell me about?
Yes.
And if I want to know what special things are, I have to check out the book?
Yes.
Is this your first book?
Yes.
And are you enjoying it?
Yeah.
Does it have pictures?
Yes, I'm doing the pictures right now.
All right. Yeah, that's right. You were going to ask your friend here to help you get the pictures off the internet, right?
Yeah.
Did you learn how to do it then?
Yeah.
Is it easy?
Yeah.
I'm glad. Okay, so now you're ready. After you get these pictures, it'll be all done?
Yes.
Ready for printing?
Mm-hmm.
And then we can come check it out?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much. What is your name?
Matilda Meyer.
Matilda Meyer. What is the title of your book?
The Tale of Silver Claw.
The Tale of Silver Claw?
Mm-hmm.
Is that a claw from an animal?
Yeah.
Are you going to tell me what kind of animal, or do I have to read the book to find out?
What kind of animal is he? Is a teenage white tiger.
Oh, wow, a white tiger. So do you have pictures of this white tiger in the book?
Yes.
Did you draw them yourself, or did you take them off the internet?
I took them off the internet.
Does the white tiger have a name?
Silverclaw.
Silverclaw. And does Silverclaw have adventures?
Yes, with his sister.
And if I want to know what those are, I have to check out the book and read it?
Probably.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
What is your name, please?
Courtney.
Okay, Courtney, what is the title of your book?
My Surprise.
My Surprise. And is this about somebody or something?
Something. It's about how I got my beagle.
About how you got your beagle.
Yeah.
And the beagle is a dog.
Yes, he is.
Does he have a name?
Bandit.
Bandit. Okay, so this is about your surprise of getting the dog and the adventures of Bandit growing up?
Well, it's kind of just how, like, the two after 2 days, how I got him, how I spent time with him.
And if I want to know more, I have to check out the book and read it?
Yeah.
Do you have pictures in the book?
Yeah, I have an example of a baby beagle hound, and then I'm going to get pictures of him. And I have this, it's spelled out of sand, and it says the end for...
Is this your first book?
For young authors? No, I did another one.
Last year or before?
And when I was in second grade.
Is that book at the library?
No.
So this will be the first one that is at the library?
Yeah.
All right, Courtney, thank you very much for letting me talk to you.
You're welcome.
See you on the 31st.
Okay.
Are you feeling better? So can I ask you now what your name is? I won't take much time.
Okay, Alexa.
Alexa, what is the title of your book?
My Friendship Story.
My Friendship Story. And is it about you and your friends?
Yes.
And how long have you had these friends?
Ever since preschool.
Wow, a long time then. Do you do adventures together in the book?
Not that much. But we play a lot together.
Okay, so you talk about what you're playing a lot together. And if I want to find out what kind of games you play, then I have to read the book?
Yeah.
Is this your first book?
No.
But you're struggling with it a little bit. Is it because the story is complicated?
Yes.
Okay, well, I won't take up more of your time, but I will see you on the 31st at the Young Authors event at the library.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
This is Jordan. Hello, Jordan.
Hi.
Okay, I'm talking to Jordan, and Jordan's going to tell me the name of her book.
It's Cats and Dogs.
Cats and Dogs. How many? How many cats?
Well, there's not really a number of cats.
Oh, you're just talking about them.
Yeah, it's facts about them.
Oh, facts. So it's nonfiction.
Yeah.
Wonderful. So you did a lot of research for this book?
Yeah.
And are there a whole bunch of interesting facts about cats and dogs?
Yeah.
Do you give, like, training hints?
Yeah.
Okay, so if I want to know how to train my dog a certain way, I can read your book and get help?
Yeah.
But you're not going to tell me what that is?
Well, I could.
Well, but then I have to check it out and read it?
Yeah.
Do you have pictures in your book?
Yeah.
A lot?
Yeah.
Did you get the pictures off the computer or did you draw them?
I got them off of the computer.
And so it'll be in color?
Yeah.
Are all the animals different sizes, like little cats and big cats?
Yeah.
You'll tell me that much anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Jordan. I look forward to seeing you at the Young Authors event at the library. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So I'm talking with Miss Rusin, who is going to describe the title of Willa's book, because Willa doesn't want to be on air. So the title of her book is?
Luca, and it's only for third grade and up reading. So make sure it says warning.
All right.
Yeah. So
almost
rest,
like an R-rated?
Kind of. And so the rest the reader will just have to go and see, because this is just a teaser. But I will tell you that Willa is an amazing writer.
Is this her first book?
It's her first book with me.
All right. And she's over there on the computer now. Do the children look up pictures that they want to include in their book, or do they draw pictures on the computer?
They do both. So it depends on what they want to do. A lot of the kids have gotten really proficient at finding images on the internet and then copying them and pasting them into their book. Some kids are enjoying the drawing.
So besides storytelling, learning about storytelling and about publishing and authorship and all that, they really get a lot of experience on the computers too.
Well, most of them do now, because we do a lot of work with the Google Docs, which are great because they can share them with adults and then they can get edit help. I can go home and work on it. So they get a lot more help that way, and that we can actually edit in their document. So that's nice to see.
This is all after school. So now you're taking your time to stay after school once a week to get mm-hmm. these kids with the Young Authors program going.
Not only that, but most teachers who have students, and that would be all of our second, third, fourth, fifth, and sixth grade teachers, will take time out of their lunch to work with the kids. So they do that pretty regularly to help the kids, because it's an outside of school project.
And they also have to audition to become an author.
Well, they do. The teachers have kids apply, and then they look at who they think will follow through, and they choose those kids, and they give kids chances, too. So, you know, we never know for sure, but we do get a good percentage of kids finishing their books.